Three billionaires spent more than $6 million to support Philadelphia candidates for school choice in yesterday's Democratic primary. At the polls, voters instead push buttons for public education stalwarts like Helen Gim. WHYY's Laura Benchoff has the story of how education played out in the races.
Boys Latin Charter CEO David Hardy allegedly sent a letter to his staff to vote for Anthony Hardy Williams for mayor and not Helen Gim for city council.
Did you see the letter? Because anybody who saw the letter would have realized that it was like tongue-in-cheek, the whole thing. I sent that to my staff. I didn't send that out for public consumption because it was a joke.
Jokes aside, Hardy says he thinks average parents were not represented in the voting. Pennsylvania Coalition of Public Charters Board President Larry Jones says turnout was too low to draw any conclusions about which education policies the public wants.
The voter turnout was more of a referendum on the entire city. I don't think it was necessarily a referendum on school choice or public education.
Only around one in four Philadelphians eligible to vote in this primary did. Even so, Helen Gim, who dislodged an incumbent in the city council primary, is taking her success as proof that voters want change.
I do think that there was a significant statement made in the municipal election that public education in particular and an emphasis on neighborhoods was going to have a huge play in how the electorate was going to see its elected officials.
She says fighting to make school funding a year-round conversation in council will be a top priority. For WHYY, I'm Laura Benchoff.